Staining Alive with Rita Steele, thanks to Craft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners.
Welcome back, Rita.
Oh my god, I just broke this.
The microphone? No, you didn't break it. It just slid right out of its holster.
Okay, excuse me.
You were kind of like.
Here we go.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I like that.
Now what's happened?
That's spring reverb.
Sorry, guys.
Everyone's got one of
them. Technical difficulties.
Welcome to 95 BFM. This is Sustaining Alive.
Thanks to Craft Homes, building a sustainable future. You can check them out online at crafthomes.co.nz if you want to check out some of their work.
And that home looks beautiful that you've just pulled up there.
It's almost like a Lockwood-y kind of vibe there, eh? It must be sustainable.
But better for the environment.
No doubt. Now, we're almost in like a Coronation Street situation here where we did something last week and we're kind of carrying it on this week.
To be continued last week. So last week we asked you guys what your biggest concerns were for the environment in Auckland.
And John Lay had none at all?
No, I think you did.
I was here in spirit, not in person.
And I spent the week asking some of our local candidates in Auckland where they sat on these issues. So I've got the answers for everyone, and there's quite a few of them, so I'm going to rattle them off very quickly. But what I will say is that I think it's fair enough to say that the people that believe, or the candidates that believe in sustainability and the concept of sustainability, are the ones that got back to us.
Right.
You know,
Says a lot then, even whether or not they had a plan or not.
I think so.
Right.
Yeah,
totally. It's, you know, take everyone seriously.
Right. Yeah, and some of them didn't even have email addresses, which really concerns me, because it's sort of like, how do you expect to, like, communicate with your constituents in the year 2019?
Maybe you're just supposed to a little nasty paragraph on Twitter.
They're not going to know because they don't have an email address. Supposed to Morse code them or something, send little notes, push them under their doors. Right, okay, so what I'll do is, we've got so many answers, I don't have time to do the local candidates, but what I'll do is a summary and put it up on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So we'll just do the mayoral candidates. So everyone hopefully should know that you get a vote for mayoral candidate, and I think you actually order them in order of preference. So from memory, you don't necessarily just get the one. I think you get to choose, like, if they didn't win, who gets second and third and stuff too.
That's when it just starts getting other looks, eh?
It does get a bit complicated. So this is quite good, because you may vote for one of the big candidates. By the way, neither of the bigger candidates actually responded, so thanks, Phil Goff. There you go. But now you know what the other candidates think as well. So the first one I've got here is Susanna Kruger, and my apologies to these mayoral candidates if I say your name slightly incorrectly. The audience, you guys were really concerned about the Great Barrier dumping of the sludge there. She is against that. In terms of transparency, that was another issue that came up, the public being locked out of big infrastructure decisions. She was very much so in favour of being publicly notified. She doesn't want 1080 in Auckland.
Okay.
No felling of trees in Auckland.
Gee whiz, it's okay. She's a little bit like, yo.
She was pretty...
Everything that you want, I want.
Yeah, she was pretty extreme, like just very straight up and down about it.
Yeah.
The only thing she said was that she was for the concern that came up from the audience about water care, and she was for the water care plant. So that was kind of the only thing that stood out there.
What was her name?
Susanna Kruger. Yeah, okay. Some of them, like, it's really interesting. Some of them just said against or for, and then some of them had some really intelligent kind of solutions. Or they were just really open about the fact that they didn't know, and they were willing to get more information, which I think is really cool.
Did she come back with bullet points or detailed information? Say the 1080. Did she give you a reason why she didn't want 1080 in Auckland?
No, that was she was quite bullet pointy.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. Some of them were, and some of them weren't. I mean,
at least where they stand, right?
What was your email like? Yeah. Were you flexing? Were you like, hey, it's Rita Steele from Sustaining Alive on 95 BFM? You like that?
Yeah. Contributor. So then we have one called Genevieve Ford. Great Barrier. She's absolutely appalled about the Great Barrier sludge.
Right.
And believes the council.
I need to know more about this. I don't know enough about this situation out here at Great Barrier.
So they need to dread.
I've never been to Great Barrier. What a joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Neither have I, actually. But it is really embarrassing that we haven't.
I hear the Pūtikāra are quite impressive.
In the summertime, probably. So she was appalled, and she believes, and this is really interesting, she believed that the council were washing their hands of it and sort of putting it back onto the Environmental Protection Agency, because they're the ones that said that it could go ahead. And I think that that's probably a fair call for some of the things that are happening in council. They're kind of just putting it on to the... onto central government and going, oh, well, we can't do anything about it. And right. all I've just got to say to all those candidates is fight harder, because if you guys can't fight for us at central government level, then who can?
Right on.
Cool. So she's all for transparency and thinks that all big projects should go through resource consent. She's anti-poisons and 1080, you know, which does
I don't like, I know it's there's a necessary to it, but I don't see why we need to use a poison to get rid of a pest. Like, I just feel like there's another way to go about it.
A little bit more analog. I'm for integrated pest management strategy, and I think that there's probably a place for some poisons, but widespread
dropping. Let's have a whacking day kind of thing. Go out there and have a big old hunt.
You know what I mean? Day. Oh, God.
Get rid of the snakes or whatever.
Oh, God. Okay. Interesting municipal waste. She was saying that we should follow countries with low waste examples. So there was a couple of examples she gave me of countries. And she wants to ban all major plastic, like things like plastic bottles, which is quite interesting and great. Against the water care treatment upgrade, and she wants better protection for the Waitakere Rangers.
Oh, well, there you go.
Rita, as you're just rattling through these
Who was that again,
candidates?
By the way?
Genevieve. What's the last name? Ford.
Do you know off the top of your head their affiliations, like City Vision or...?
Some of them told me, some of them didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. So right. I don't know.
If you do know any of the any of these preceding or following candidates, give us their affiliation.
Are you mad, John?
No, it was just someone's asked on the text machine.
No, I was just touching base, make sure you weren't mad.
Sorry, they were just straight up emails to these people. So I didn't. Some of them did. We got one for the Socialist Party, and they said that they were concerned that the environmental degradation was put onto the working class for the cost and the cleanup of it. We got a few. Yeah, so we got a few kind of generic kind of calls like that, which were quite interesting. Yeah, cool. Then there's a guy called Glenn. Oh no, my handwriting is terrible.
Yes.
Oh, Glenn, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Glenn.
Snodgrass.
No, can you please look that up? Because I feel like there's my writing has just got really bad as I've got older. So he was against Great Barrier and gave some really intelligent reasons for that, and one of them being the current spreading that waste. He's a mayoral candidate, if that helps. Spreading that contaminated waste around the harbour, which is a very good point. He wants to give the local boards more powers to put decision-making on big infrastructure projects back into the hands of the local people, which I also think is a really good idea.
Glenn Snelgar.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
I've also got the list. He's old school. Of affiliations as well.
Oh, thank you. Then you can shut them out. Thank you very much for that. So I do think that that's a really good idea, putting the power back in the local board hands. But the problem I worry about that is some of the poorer areas maybe that don't have the time or capacity to fight some of these things. 1080, he doesn't want it anywhere. There's major build up and.
So a lot of people don't want the 1080. But I wonder how much.
No, there were lots that do. Okay. He didn't have a major view either way. He just said we just need to get rid of pests.
Mm, that's true.
And at this stage, that seems like a really kind of effective way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Tree felling. He was against the tree felling that happened in Great North Road. So he fought quite hard against those coming down and won. So thank you for that, Glenn. And he's also anti the Chamberlain Park tree felling that's being proposed.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very much so thinks that we need to protect our trees. He believes municipal waste should be burnt for energy, I think, from memory. I've just got burning it here, so most of them that said burning were for energy. Watercare, he wasn't really aware of what was going on there. And then the Waitakere's, he thinks, and I completely agree, that yes, they need more protection, but so do the Hinua Rangers. And he had a great idea to have an agency called the Environment Auckland, which looks after our environment specifically, which is quite interesting.
Okay. What about Tom Sainsbury? You hear from him?
No,
at all?
I didn't.
No time.
I didn't. So
not so funny now, is it?
No, we've got Brendan Madden. What's he saying?
Well,
what you know, Tom.
When you vote for that guy? What? Sorry. He's a comedian running.
Oh, right. Okay,
as you
cool,
do
cool.
every year. Well, got to have a little go. Oh, you know, yeah.
Brendan Madden.
Yes.
He's independent.
Okay. So the Great Barrier dredging and dumping, sludge dumping, he gave quite a complicated answer to, but basically sort of said that it was out of council hands. Transparency, a non-notified consent needs to be, has got out of control and thinks needs to be reined in. So that's great there. He's anti where 1080 drops where people are. But where they're not, he's okay with. Tree protection, the issue sits with central government and thinks that tree planting is the way forward. And which, you know, my feelings on tree protection. But he also said that we need to get landowners to understand the value of trees on their property, which I think is very smart and very underutilised by the Auckland Council. Municipal waste... So he wants to use plastic for roading. So we've kind of not really talked in.
No, I did actually mention that down in I think it was Christchurch or something. They sort of paved a road with recycled plastic in a sense.
But again, some of these are great solutions. But I just, especially with municipal waste, the key here is to cut consumption. Right?
Yeah.
You know, like
what's coming into the country in the first place?
Yeah. Our water care plant. Doesn't see an alternative, so he's for it. And then when it comes to the Waitakere's, he's saying, yes, maybe they do need some more protection. Then we've got, this was an Irish name, Tig Stopford.
Tag Stopford.
Thank
from
you.
The Hemp Foundation.
Oh, okay. It's actually quite nice getting their answers without knowing their background.
Also, it's about T-A-D-H-G.
Yeah, I think it's Irish.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got three, it's actually... Tag Tim Topford.
Oh.
That's a rad name, man. There's a lot of good names in here, actually, eh? I even quite like Phil O'Connor. Good name.
So when it comes to the Great Barrier sludge, he said that a circular economy is where it's at, and he's completely correct there. And dumping rubbish from one area to another just doesn't make sense and isn't sustainable. So big thumbs up for that one. Transparency, he's against non-notified consents in principle. And... great answer for 1080. He would rather see people employed in trapping.
We just got the text in saying 1080 is... John's just refreshed the page. 1080 is horrible, but not enough people trapping to take its place. Backyard trapping, get amongst.
100%. Yeah. Go texter. And I just
reckon there should be open weekends where people go out and have a little hunt as well.
Yeah.
Just
crazy people with guns
and
in the bush. Someone's going to get shot.
And then have people lined up ready to make sweet wallets and cool little booties and then mint pies and stuff. And everyone have a great time.
Just to reiterate...
David Crockett hat and that.
This show is an anti-1080 and it's completely I believe it has a place.
We're about solutions. And so what's the best one?
Yes. That's and also in Auckland where most of the land is pretty accessible, there's a big population.
We covered 1080. You can go back and listen to our episode on 1080 and we kind of say it is a means to an end and the end is totally worth it. So it's like...
Yeah.
When you dig in, it is actually necessary.
Yeah. It is. This is specifically about Auckland and the drops in Auckland. So. Municipal waste, again, the circular system. So if you keeping it all, there's no such thing as actually waste, which is a great answer again. Water care, both. He said it's going ahead anyway, which I thought was quite interesting.
Yeah.
So it needs to make sure that the locals are part of the solution here. And he thinks the Waitakere's are being cut up by 1,000 cuts, so definitely needs some protection there. So that's really great too.
Rad.
And I think we've got two more mayoral candidates. Craig Lord, so Great Barrier, he was very against. Mm-hmm. Transparency, he says non-notifiable consents need to stop. So almost all of the people that got back to us said that has to stop. It's got a bit out of control.
So at that point it's common sense.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's really sad when you hear people going, they're putting up a 15-story building next to me and I didn't know about it until the diggers came. It's just kind of a bit rude. Tree protection, he thinks it's crazy that we've done the climate emergency but nothing has actually been done about it, which is a good, very good point. Municipal waste, an energy plant. He's very anti-Dome Valley. Again, water care, he's very...
What do you mean he's anti-Dome Valley? Like,
the
doesn't
landfill.
Believe in the UFO sightings?
Yeah. He was at that rage. One of the 150 people that turned up. No, he's very anti the new tip site that they want to put up there.
Right.
And same with Watercare against, and that he thinks Waitakere's have a good protection, but they're not being followed through on.
There you go. Oh.
But you know what I thought was quite good about Craig from his responses was that he kind of...
Craig, my mate.
No, Craig. I don't know Craig. Sorry, I'm not backing him. I'm staying impartial in this. But he did seem really open to saying, you know, I don't have the answer for this, but I think we need to be informed a bit more or something. Mm. So that was really cool. So then the last one I've got here is Ted Johnson. Is that right? I've stapled
yes,
the T.
Ted Johnson.
What's his?
It doesn't say. He doesn't have an affiliation. Ooh, it doesn't say whether he's independent or not on this list. It's just his name.
It's just his name.
I don't understand the affiliation of those people paying for them to do it.
What? No, independent would mean that they are an independent candidate, but some of these will be like Justice for Families.
What does that mean? They're a big company's paying. They're
Christians against abortion.
Yeah, okay. So there's a massive agenda there. Right, Christians
you would assume
but
so.
Ted Johnson is just like couldn't figure out what he's up to. He's just cruising around with a bit of cash in his back pocket, made a sign.
He's opposed to the Great Barrier dumping. Transparency, he wants to open up our CCOs. So they're our council-controlled organisations. For those of you that don't know, that's things like Watercare, Auckland Transport. They do things very much so behind closed doors and actually have a lot of power over the council.
All the things on the monopoly board that aren't on the corner, but they're in the middle.
100%. Yeah. Those are the ones you want to get.
No, they're not, though, are they? Is that the secret?
I don't know. That was always my strategy.
Not good. No, they're not. Because you can't like put hotels and stuff.
I was like, you know what? Fuck you can't drink water. What are you going to do about it?
We need to start putting hotels on our electrical price and stuff.
Totally, eh? he thinks they run an excessive secrecy and that must end. 1080, he's opposed to. Tree protection needs to be reintroduced. So he was quite concerned with the trees coming down at the rate they are. Just a reminder for everyone, 30% of Auckland's tree coverage has been decimated.
Is that Ted Johnson's sign? It's just a real picture of Ted Johnson. And then like it looks more like a ransom note's written on it. And it says, Mayor Ted Johnson. It's like paint's running and stuff. It's almost like a tag, but it's just completely... Okay.
I feel like that looked like the poster I ran with in university when I was going for like...
Ted, mate. Oh, keep going. Sorry about you.
Waste, he wants to burn and create energy. He's opposed to Waima Watercare plant.
That could be the best sign. He's holding a few of them. It's not one off.
Hand-painted over a picture of himself. That's his sign. Yes.
But the paint kind of looks like bird crap.
I'm more concerned in that picture with the sledgehammer he's holding. Do not mess with Ted.
Great sign, but he wants to ban bicycles from the CBD.
What
the fuck?
What?
Explain yourself, Ted.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't ask about the transport situation, did we? So he got away with a technicality there. Cool. So that's our mayoral candidates. We've pretty
nice
much
one.
Run
no,
out of time.
That's a heavy hit. Rita, thank you so much.
That's all right. What I'll do is I'll post up the other ones, which are the council candidates. So these are the ones that represent your area on council. They're very powerful people, so they're quite important. So I will summarise them on our Facebook page. And also the local board candidates. So they're the ones that represent your area.
Someone's just saying thanks for the hard work, basically. And we'd like to say no the worries. Same. Rita, we'll see you when we see you, just depending on what's going on in your life, really, isn't it?
Oh, dear. See you guys.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners. Go to krafthomes.co.nz.